had my eye on you a long time, Doctor. I consider you one of my most valuable long-term investments. And when it comes to my investments, I always do my homework.
You're listening to Money Talk. Matt Hames, Scott Keller, and Troy Harmon on the crazy train. Talking about the market, the economy, nationally, globally, everything else that's going on this week. It's been quite a week. So let me just get in one more plug, guys, before we jump back into talking about the timing of the market we discussed before the break. But if you've got questions for us, you want us to speak to things, answer things you're curious about, don't hesitate to reach out to us during the week. 770-429-9166 is our phone number, or you can email us at drgene@hensler.com. So in a market like this, in a week like this, when there's been this much volatility, I know it's on everybody's mind. I get asked the question, you guys get the questions of, should I buy now? Should I sell now? Can I get in? Can I get out?
Everybody wants to try to time the
Everybody
market.
Everybody wants to time the market.
Yes.
And the rule
and nobody
of thumb
can.
Is
nobody
you can't. You just can't. But there's data to support it, right? So
absolutely.
Troy, what's the numbers? I know you've done some research and you've got some numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. Over the vast majority of time, the market does little to nothing. And we talked about volatility and how it had fallen over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. But there was a study back in 2009. It went all the way back and studied the data since 1900 on the stock market. And basically it came up with the notion that if you took away the 10 best days over that period of time, 109 years, that you would have missed two-thirds of the gain in the stock market.
So you would have missed two-thirds of the gain if you were out of the market for
10 days
for the 10 best days
over 109 years. If
yes.
you miss 10 days
yep.
out of 109 years,
that's
you miss two thirds of the gain.
29,694 market days.
Good grief!
Measured in only 10 days,
10
less than
those.
0.03%.
If you miss the wrong
yeah.
10.
And didn't this week give us an
yeah,
outsized
absolutely.
Gain? If you had sold on Monday, you would have missed.
Well, but all the people sold Tuesday. On Tuesday, right?
Yep.
So Wednesday is up over 600 points. Thursday is up over 360 points.
Right.
There's 1,000 points in 2 days.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. They went on to talk about the 10 worst days as well. If you had been able to artfully miss those 10 worst days, you would have tripled your gain. Now, when did people try to sell out? Was it Friday? Was it Thursday of last week? Absolutely no.
No.
And what really happened was we saw the market down and people began to panic and want to run for cover. So, you hit the worst day and you miss the one of the better days of the year. In fact, this was one of the best days in the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe back to 2009 when we had so many of those recovery days.
One of the first things I remember hearing Gene Hensler say on this radio show when I was on with him in the late 90s was inherently people are stupid when it comes to investing.
Yep.
The market runs up, we want to buy. The market tanks, we want to
sell.
Yeah. Which is the exact opposite. And it proves out there that you just can't. You can't time it.
And emotion will get you in trouble every single time. I did bring a few of those facts. I talked about them earlier. Given everything that's happened in the market in the last week, we started the S&P with a PE over, it was close to 18. After Wednesday's market action, we wound up with an S&P price to earnings ratio at 17.15. If you look at the 3-year PE, the average is 16.9, so we're a little bit more than, or a little bit less rather than 1% above that. Mm-hmm. The 5-year PE is 16.09, which is real close to the longer term average at 16.1. So we're still a little bit, the market looks a little bit expensive. What might cause that? Well, probably the argument goes that the future of earnings and growth in the economy are such that it would drive your price ratios a little bit higher than average. The 10-year average PE is 16.5, and again, we're 3.75% above that. If you look at the price to book, we're at 2.62 on the S&P 500. We're within 2% of the three-year average and probably 10% on the 5 and 10. We are still a little bit above average on the price of the market. So, yeah. Again, you know, this gives me more confidence that what we've seen is not the economy falling apart. It's just
needed correction.
It really is. It's the financial markets doing what the financial markets do. You know, yep. We had the 10% correction we haven't had since 2011.
We're overdue for that.
Yeah, and we usually get 5% corrections about three times a year as well. So, you know, volatility, it's the reason that we have the Hensler 10-year rule.
That's right.
You don't make an emotional decision in the middle of something that's going to cost you a lot of money in the long run. You have 10 years of liquidity laid out so that any of your spending needs that aren't met by your income.
Right. I mean, the clients here at Hensler, basically, if they're following the 10-year rule, which most of ours do because of the circumstances
right.
and the way we built the plan, their money that they need in the short term wasn't in the stock market this week
right.
to experience the fear on Monday that took
right.
place.
But for our clients, some of the people for dollar cost average of money for them, it was a buying opportunity.
That's right. It was a buying opportunity. Yeah. So. Well, I tell you what, let's pause there for just a second, guys, and take a quick break. There's obviously tons to talk about as we go through all this happened this week, and we'll continue to discuss it when we come back. So don't touch that dial. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.